More than 1.4 million people voted for Donald Trump in Wisconsin. Pete Carew of Sturtevant was one of them. Carew says he's gotten tired of both parties saying every 4 years that they're going to change things for the better and doing nothing about it. In the past, he says he's always voted for Democrats, but not this year.
The last 8 years, I stood behind our president 100%. I won't say he failed miserably, but he fell really short. Short enough for me to see, you know, why can't we vote outside the box? Why can't we see something different?
In surrounding Racine County, election results suggest other voters had similar changes of heart. Barack Obama won Racine County in 2008 and 2012. Donald Trump won it handily this year. It was one of several counties Trump won where Democrats typically perform well in presidential years. Scott Ross is the director of the liberal group One Wisconsin Now.
He did a phenomenal job of channeling the economic insecurities of the middle class and poor people, you know, with an agenda that's actually going to devastate them.
Lobbyist Sean Paff, who worked for former Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, says Trump, Senator Ron Johnson, and Governor Scott Walker have all whittled away at pieces of the traditional Democratic coalition in western Wisconsin. Paff grew up in rural La Crosse County, where he says many voters feel economic anxiety and value gun rights. He says Democratic candidates don't always connect on those issues.
Maybe they're not hearing what's going on out there. Maybe there's a heavier focus on the more urban areas of Milwaukee and Madison and some of the issues that dominate that area.
University of Madison political science professor Kathy Kramer wrote a book called The Politics of Resentment. She says rural voters feel disrespected, misunderstood, and cheated.
Donald Trump really tapped into that because he came along and he said, you know, you're right. You're not getting your fair share, and you're right to be angry about it. And you are hardworking people, and you do deserve more. And what you think you deserve is actually going to people who aren't as deserving.
Despite that, Kramer says she did not expect Trump to win.
No. I mean, no. I was as surprised as most folks, I think.
That's partly because the polls were wrong, including the normally accurate Marquette poll run by Charles Franklin.
We didn't see evidence in our last two or three polls that Trump was pulling ahead or that Clinton was falling off dramatically. In fact, what we saw was surprising stability throughout the polling.
Marquette's last poll showed Clinton leading by 6 percentage points. Because Clinton lost Wisconsin by just about 27,000 votes, there's lots of tactical second guessing. Clinton never personally campaigned in Wisconsin after her primary, and Donald Trump aired more TV ads here. One Wisconsin Now's Ross says that could have been a factor. But going forward, he says Democrats need to get people to vote with their wallets and need to build a bench of candidates who are multi-generational and inspirational.
People are inspired by people to go out and vote. And Democrats need to put up people who are inspiring people.
This year, the personal appeal of Russ Feingold and Hillary Clinton was not enough to carry the day for Democrats. Turnout was as low as it's been in a Wisconsin presidential election for the past two decades. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.